Hi guys, it's me again, Kendra. So I was meant to co-host with Tammy, a friend of mine, on this particular episode of the podcast, but the network has been really terrible. We've been unable to connect to each other or record, even when we do, it's like for a very short while. So to avoid making the podcast half and half and everything like that, I just have to move on. So maybe next time though. So yeah, today, without much ado or wasting of time, I would like to apologize actually for putting this out late. Like, I was meant to do it on Friday, but then I've been so busy, so I'm really really sorry. But then let's move. So I put out a question, slut shaming and masturbation, women loving sex just as men do. Like, it's also talking about the stigma that follows women who are sexually active, a lot of other questions that people can ask concerning their sexual lives. So today we're going to talk about the misconception about sex and masturbation, which is how, now you might ask, how does slut shaming now come into this topic? Now, slut shaming comes into this topic because masturbation is also a way of being pleasured. So now, a woman that is sexually active could be masturbating, could be having the main penetrative, and the whole penetrative sex, that's the dick and vagina, you know. I don't really need to explain the whole thing. So that kind of thing. So before you listen to this episode, please, I would love you to have in mind that this exempts all religious belief, because most religions, if not all, frown at premarital sex and masturbation. So I don't want Kendra is trying to come against my religious beliefs or make me to stop believing in what I believe in. I'm not doing that, honey. I am just trying to tackle some questions that people have asked. So I got some questions though, and I would love to share my responses on them. So the first question is this: do you really believe there is a stigma on women that are sexually active? Yes. Yes and yes. As a woman, there are stigmas that are on women that are sexually active. Now, let me give an instance rather. So as a woman, if you're sexually active, sexually powerful, or just a sexual being, like you're able to express your desires, those kind of things, it's a problem for other women and men. Yes, it is, because they see it as you being a whore, a prostitute, sluts, or whatever. Like, they try to put you in that place. They try to give you a generic name for you to be. For me, I find it very appalling, because I feel that every woman should be able to own her sexual life, like be sexually active. If it's one person you want to be fucking, if you guys fuck the person every day, go ahead. Like, even most people, and apart from that, because of this, most women are very shy to tell a guy, yo, are you available? I'm kind of horny. Those kind of things, they can't actually tell the guy. And it's really terrible. But then WhatsApp has made it easy, because they find it very easy to type. So yeah, but then let's move on. No matter what it is or what the situation is, like, yeah, because they don't really care. You get, like, they don't. As far as you can confidently come out and say, oh, like, even self, how many women can actually say this now? Oh, I slept with this guy. That's okay. It's nothing. It's not heading anywhere. It's just sex. Something just had a taste of him. Yes. None. Even if there is, like, it's like 0.01% chance of them existing. So, like, because to them, to other people, like, they care about what other people think. And then to those other people, you're seen as something impure when you do this. So that's a huge stigma, because it's weird. Men never receive this kind of stigma. They call the guy self-players. But then me as a woman, when I do it, I'm a hoe. like, you know, we're doing the exact same thing. So yes, I strongly believe there is a stigma on women that are sexually active in Nigeria. Yes, most definitely. The second question is, what about religious view on premarital sex and masturbation? So as I said earlier, I don't want to call out anyone's religion. Yes, I don't want to, please. I know Christianity is strongly against both of them, so I'm going to move from this topic. 3. Why do women masturbate? So I would ask a question. Why do men masturbate? Same reason. Pleasure. Pleasure. Immediate pleasure or relief. Most times women masturbate to let out steam. Like when you're pissed. Maybe a very stressful day at work. Now that there's a way you will be stressed, and the only thing that can relieve you of the stress is masturbating. That's the only thing, because in this party, in this context, you're not telling anybody how to do it or how you want it. No. You are controlling it yourself. You know where part of your body that is ticking. You know that part of your body that once this thing goes into it, you are there. Those kind of things. So, and then when you have an orgasm, it's like you're happier. I don't know how to put it. It's just like, you're just happy. So, yeah. So women masturbate to let out steam, especially when they're stressed or sexually unsatisfied. When they are not satisfied sexually, or when they want to have a very good rest or sleep. You know, when you have an orgasm, it's very easy to rest or even sleep because you're tired, you're exhausted. So there are other reasons actually, but these are the main ones that I know of. Now, of course, there's a time when having sex or doing sex, and let's say you haven't gotten to where you want to be, like you haven't climaxed, orgasmed with your partner, and to help yourself to orgasm and feel much better, you go ahead and do what you have to do. You masturbate, and that's it. It's done. You know, it happens. So there should be nothing about that. Like, nothing about it. Women masturbate too. So, do you think, the fourth question, do you think masturbation is addictive? Yes. Just like every other thing, when you overdo it, like drugs, alcohol, spending money, addicted to making money, just like any other thing that is addictive, masturbation too can be very, now emphasis on very, very, very addictive. Like sometimes you just want to do it so much, like you want to do it, you just do it too much, like 3 times in a day. It's a problem. Now when I mean 3 times in a day, I mean you do it in the morning, you orgasm, you do it in the afternoon, you orgasm, you do it in the night, you orgasm. It's a problem. But if you do it in the morning and you're still doing it, and then you're about to get there and then someone comes and knocks on your door, hey, you know, the person has actually cut your focus into two. So you're not more concentrated on making yourself come. You're not much more concentrated on what the person wants. The person knocking on your door. So you have to stop masturbating, and then you have to attend to the person, and then maybe when you come back you're no longer in the mood to, you know, masturbate again, so you just stop. Now that one is a different ball game. You get the one I mean? Like, the one I'm talking of is you masturbate in the morning, you come, afternoon you come, night you come. It's a problem. It's a very, very, very big problem. So yeah, sometimes, yeah, I believe very strongly that masturbation can be very, very addictive. So I think it's all about learning and being able to control yourself in situations like that. Like, just do it when you have to, not like every day. Just do it sometimes. Not that you just bring out your phone, you watch porn, then put your hand in your panties every time or everywhere. it becomes a problem, and a very nasty one at that. Learn to control yourself. Like, you have to learn self-control. You have to be able to control that hunger, like that urge to masturbate. You have to be able to control it. So, all right, this is going to be all for today. I hope you enjoy listening to this podcast, because I actually enjoyed making it. And Tammy, I'm really, really sorry that we couldn't co-host. I just hope that another topic will be able to do that. So you guys, please don't forget to share, don't forget to listen, and don't forget to send in any corrections you think I could make, or any new topics you think I could bring up for that of Monday. And remember, tomorrow I'll bring out a new topic for the podcast. So I want you to have a nice day. Have a blessed Sunday. Bye. See you next time.